bad. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our new group NEPT kickoff call. And we invited everybody in the whole group to join, whoever could. I know it was a busy day today because some of the coaches are actually have an ERC group, and they had about three different ERC group calls today. So they were busy doing that. ERC is our, you know, Barbara's in it, but Donna is our group that where we coach a group of individuals, usually somewhere between, you know, 38 to 45 that we take each year, that we give, you know, very intensive coaching and support throughout the year. And then when you get to a certain point in your NEPT education, you'll get an application and an invitation to, you know, apply to be one of those coaches. And it's a great opportunity because it's like, I call it the internship, really. So the first year is an internship and you're the junior coach, if you want to call it that. And then the next year, you're a senior coach, and there's a group of two. It's basically the best coaching around because you have two coaches with a group of 6 to 7 people. So you get a lot of individualized attention. And then they also get group calls with me. And then what else do they get? Oh, and the different levels will get different levels of support. Some get private coaching with their coach as well, and private coaching with me. So it's a great opportunity. But today we had three of those small group calls with the coaching. So some of those guys are probably burned out of calls and are not here. But some of them might be. So yay. So I want to welcome you, you guys who joined at Shine. And Cindy, I know, joined at last year's Shine. And there's Kimberly. Yay. So I'm really happy to have you guys here. And I just wanted to have a little opportunity for us to really get to know each other a little bit. You know, we did a lunch at Shine, and it was a very brief introduction so that we could move on. And Donna signed up online, so she wasn't even at that, so she didn't get to meet everybody. So I just want to, you know, as we go through and get on calls, you'll have lots of opportunity to really get to know each other. But it's nice if we start out and we get an idea a little bit of who's in and who's not. Who's in and who's, you know, been in a while, who's new, and we get to know each other that way. I know that you guys have already started to get your invitations to calls because I've seen you on those calls, which is awesome. I'm not sure yet if you got the invitation to go into the back end of the site. I know I prepared that email, but it might have taken a couple of days to get out. Has anybody gotten their user ID and password to get into the NEPT site and start exploring? You have? Okay, good. So I'm going to do a little tour of that as well tonight, but I want you to know that it's going to change very quickly. We were keeping fingers crossed with it being more organized. It's going to be better, really better, before the new group started. But unfortunately, you know how if anybody's ever worked with software and development, it always takes about 4 times as long as what they say it's going to. And so it was supposed to be finished before Shine, but he ran into a few little issues. I had a conversation with him today and a couple of days ago, and we're hoping to get it done. I mean, hopefully within the next 2 weeks at the most. So it's going to be really cool, but I'll give you a little tour so you can find your way around and at least get started on some of the modules. And there's a lot of hidden treasures in there as well. But before we do that, I would love to take some time for me to get to know you and for everybody else to get to know you. So what I'm going to do is start with the new people. And then once I get through that, then I want people who have been in the program to introduce themselves as well and say, you know, how long you've been in. Some of you are already certified. Some of you are, you know, in that process. Some of you are close. Some of you just started last year, so you're still, you know, a little bit away. It's just so we can get to know each other over the time. I see Carrie came on. Yay, you came on the video. Super duper. So what I usually like to do is go in the order that you're on my screen. So I'll go and I'll acknowledge people who are new, and then I'll go back and acknowledge everybody else to introduce themselves. How's that sound? Is everybody game?
Yep.
How's everybody feeling tonight? Good?
Good. Good?
You excited about exploring? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Some of you have been on some of the other calls. Like today we had an INE office hours, which we do once a month. And that's where people from all of our programs, our insulin resistance program, our Digestive Mastery Program and NEPT come together to ask questions. And it was a really lively and a really great call today. We had a lot of great discussions. I really enjoyed it. And Carrie was on and had some good questions as well. So I will start. And actually, Donna is the first one up. So what I'd like you to do is introduce yourself by who you are, what your name is, where you're from, and if you're already doing some kind of health coaching or health practitioner practice, what is that? And if not, what is it that inspired you to, you know, to want to do this? So, and join NEPT. So I'll start with Donna.
So I've been in ERC. I believe this is my fourth year. And I've learned a lot from being here, I was in a couple programs before that, but it didn't really work. So I needed more like ERC. Just with all the different things that I've learned, you know, I'm trying to help my son, which is quite difficult, and myself. And I like to help people. You know, I like to learn all the time. So, when she was talking about the Shine thing, I had never gone to Shine, just, the SIV. But, so, I had no idea that that was like a lead into NEPT. So when she started talking about it, it was like, oh. And so the light bulb just clicked and it just was like, this is perfect. You know, I had no idea. And so I was like trying to hurry. Do you got me in there?
Yeah, you were one of the first ones to sign up. I mean, you were online and you're like, whoa. And I'm like, Donna,
I couldn't type fast enough. And they're like, hold on. And trying to get the right person. So I've already been in the site. I've already, you know, I didn't realize we were getting a binder, but I've already made up my binder with all my tabs. And I've already been through the first couple videos and taken notes. And so I'm raring to go.
Awesome. And Donna is from, where are you from?
I'm from Illinois. Like, I'd say like the western suburbs of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I'm a mom. I'm 52. I like Legos and lots of cats. Lots of animals. I have a zoo here.
You know, Donna got connected with her love of Legos last year. I'm sure she's had it before, but last year when we were doing that, we started ERC, and we'll get into that again. We'll be going through that again. We just didn't start it yet. Like, we had a month of each of the pillars, and we talked about the pillars at Shine for those of you there. And on the fun pillar, we said, okay, what are you going to do? This is accountability. What are you going to do every day for fun? And the next thing you know, we see pictures of her amazing Lego statues, and she'd get on calls and she'd have all her Lego stuff. So, you know, fun, we talked about this at Shine, is such an important aspect of health. And so many people overlook it. They get serious, right? What should I eat? How should I exercise? How often should I meditate? And let's just lighten it up a little bit and make sure that one of the first things you offer to your clients is, okay, you're going to have fun, because they come in scared, like, oh my God, I'm going to have to give up all my favorite foods and it's going to be awful. And when you can just infuse that fun into every day and make it a part of their health plan, it's contagious. And so when we did that last year, it was contagious with everybody else. Oh, I just knitted a scarf. Or, oh, I just painted a picture. So it's really fun when you can get people engaged in doing that stuff. So thank you, Donna. Barbara.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I am from Middle Tennessee on I-40, which crosses the U.S. east and west. And I'm about an hour and a half from Nashville and about 2 hours from Knoxville. So almost mid-state, north, south, east, and west is where I'm located. It's a small town with a small university where I taught. I'm a language professor and I love culture. So I've taught Spanish as well as English to second language learners. I've taught all levels from pre-K in our public school system all the way up. You know, and I was telling Dr. Rita Marie before we got on, I was working at 5 different places, contract, within a 5-mile radius of my house. Literally, I would get on the elevator in the building, go down a floor, and I was then working for somebody else rather than the university. And so the pace of life here, we just are so blessed. If you don't have to have big city and lots of excitement all the time, but because of the university, there's like a symphony orchestra and theater and lots of golf courses, lots of retirees here. I moved here in 1978, so I'm 59. I'll be 60 next year, and I'm excited to get that next zero. This year I outlived my mother, which was huge for me. She died needlessly to an insulin reaction. No one found her for 3 days. And I did not want to go down that same road. I joined NEPT. I was already in ERC because I really needed help with me. I just needed a few pointers. I had tried lots and lots of things since 2014. And in March of this year, I jumped off of my oral meds for diabetes. I'd maxed out of them. And the next step was going to be insulin. And so as I had improved, you know, with my doctor's blessing, my A1Cs have stayed the same. And so I want to learn about it. Being a professor, I think I can do both programs simultaneously. It's just going to allow me to go faster. And I'll just do step by step in each program and learn in order. And luckily, I've got Lynn coaching me through ERC. Mm-hmm. So as I learn the materials, I'm also getting to learn and see wonderful examples of what it means to coach, because I am not currently practicing. I've got lots of people calling me, and I share recipes, and, you know, because they look at me and they can see the difference.
Yeah.
So that's kind of who I am and why I came, and I'm just excited to be here and to meet everybody.
That's great. And I'm glad you're here. It's great. And I think it is great to be working with somebody and seeing it in action at the same time as you're learning the basics and all that. So thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, who's next? Patty. Do you need me to unmute you?
There we go.
Oh, there
can you
hi, Patty.
Yeah. Hi again.
Hi again. Yay.
This time you can see me. My computer's not shutting down. I had quite a few computer crashes this afternoon, so I couldn't get on to seeing you for the other time.
Well, the other times there wasn't the calls earlier today, you were on one of those.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, those didn't have video.
Right, but the computer just kept crashing, so I couldn't talk to you all the way. But we finally did get through.
We did finally get to talk, yeah. So that was good. Yeah,
that was good. For me, joining was not just because of was my family, but because I had been trying to find help for myself as well. And your program had made a lot of sense. And while I was there, you know, I know that with my background in music therapy, I'm in that transition. I'm 52. I'm in that transition of my children going off and doing their things. And my husband always wanted me to go back to school. And I said I didn't want to do traditional, but I was always interested in health. And Dr. Marie, your program just kind of spoke to what I was looking for. And then, of course, with Angelica, she allowed me to step forward. When you showed that movie of Up, it really touched me because we had been saving money for a car. And so for me to take that plunge was a big risk, for me, to do something for myself and to know that, when I'm done with your program and get this, you know, the certification, just get your practitioner training, that I will have, you know, that much more of an opportunity to go back out and work and do what I want to do to help people, with a background in music therapy. And then I feel like that would be a really neat opportunity to use the two together. So you just made it really exciting, and it just makes sense. And, you know, I've seen it work in my family. I've seen it work, you know, well, not everyone, but my husband, he was my guinea pig. And, I just feel like this is the right time.
Absolutely. Awesome. And I want to just add that you don't necessarily have to wait until you finish the whole program and get certified, because there's the sub-certifications that you can get along the way in insulin resistance and digestion. And you'll have enough to be able to work with people. Most people have started coaching before they got certified. They just, when you get to a certain level, then you feel comfortable with it. And then if you get to a certain level before certification that you're ready to jump in and work with us in ERC, that will give you the experience and the confidence to say, you know what, I can do this, right? And then we'll take you through some of the marketing pieces to help you actually, you know, set up the business and build the business. So
I think that's a great part that you brought up, is that's, I guess what I want to learn is how does all of this fit together, where, you know, when my husband's like, well, what do you do with it once you do that? Well, you know, what do you do with this? And so I said, well, that's what I'm here tonight to find out even more, like, where do I go from just doing, you know, getting all the studies, where does this take me, and where can I work and that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we can talk a little bit about that when we go around again with the people who have already been in the program, and some of them were certified and, you know, can talk a little bit to that as well. What can you do with it? And then, you know, we are, one of the things we're going to be doing over the next couple of years, it's our plan, is to build out what we call our virtual clinic piece, right? So that we're bringing the clients in, and then we're choosing people who are in our program and are certified to be coaching, and we hire back in. And then we have those opportunities. Some of the coaches that are in here that are doing the private coaching for ERC, those people are getting paid. So they're on our payroll already, right? So there's a lot of great opportunity for that there. Yeah.
Okay,
great. Thank you, Patty.
You bet.
Lori from my hometown, right? You're from Long Island. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Oops, I still don't hear you. You're unmuted. Maybe your microphone is off. Darn. Look over where the mute is, where the little microphone is, and it may say select a microphone right over there, where on the bottom next to where it says stop video. You can click on the up arrow next to the microphone, and it says select microphone. You may have selected a microphone that's not working, or you may have a headset in. Sometimes that happens. If you have a headset in, but it's not in your ears, you can't hear because it's through the headset. No? All right. I'm going to let you play with that a little bit, and we'll come back. Oh, wait. You do have it in your ears. Let me see what happens now. No, wait, unmute. Now I can't unmute. Oh, there we go. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Right, heard you. Yeah.
So my name is Lori. I'm from Long Island, New York, and I have been in the process of starting a business being a mindful health coach, because I incorporate total body systems, so I do a lot of the thought changing and looking at where your history of how you learn to eat comes from, in order to help you make changes in what you want to eat, as well as the food, because I believe it all works together. So I was very happy with your pillars, because that encompassed all of what I wanted to put into practice. And I'm in the IRSPT program, and just for myself, I did a lot of healing on my own, but there's just like something that I have not uncovered yet, where I can't get to the point where I'm at a weight that I feel comfortable with. And I go back and forth. I do have a thyroid issue, so it's like I'm good for a while, and then I go off and my thyroid flares up, and then, you know, I play the yo-yo. So I'm trying to figure out what that missing piece is, and I think it does have to do with the genetics. So I was really impressed with the information at Shine, and I think that's like hopefully going to be the missing piece that I can figure out, and, you know, not only help myself but be able to bring that forward and help other people too.
You know, it's interesting because the genetics are maybe 5% of the income, but what it dictates is, I like to look at it as what you can get away with, right? People with these excellent genes, it's like they can eat ice cream occasionally, they can do this and not really seriously decrement their health. And those of us with the not so good genes, like, you know, 35 out of the 50 insulin resistance genes for me, I can eat a little blueberries with my greens. I can eat mango with my greens. But if I try to sit down and eat anything, even like a standard healthy vegan diet with lots of fruit, it destroys me, right? It just shoots my sugars literally can go up to 180, Right? But normally my sugars are in the 80s, you know, and it's perfect. So I think that the genetics really does help us to know, all right, I can't eat those charbroiled hamburgers because of the heterocyclic amines because of this, or caffeine's not so good for me because of that. And it really does help. It also helps inspire you to do something different and inspire the clients. So I encourage you, since now you have access to the entire library of Shine videos, including the ones when we get them back from this, you will, I would say go back to the one from last year, which was on outsmarting your genetics, and just slowly absorb some of that stuff and get some ideas. And then, of course, get your genes tested and go through those forms that we, Lynn and I put together the best sheets, the best worksheets I've ever seen for helping you to understand the genetics. So I encourage you to
I started downloading them, and it's just getting my information and that information and trying to figure it out. So
Yeah. Great. And when you watch the videos, I explain it, you know, we actually take a lot of time to explain how to use them along with your reports. So thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Carrie. Hi.
Here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good.
Your volume is very different than Lori's. Lori's was very loud for me, so I turned down my speaker, and now I'm going to turn it back up. So there we
okay.
go.
Okay. Yeah, I put my headset on. Hopefully that would help. So my husband is a voice teacher, and you may hear a lesson going on in the background.
Entertainment.
Yes, I get serenaded a lot, which is great.
Yeah.
So I'm from Bellingham, Washington, up in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm really happy to be here with you all. I joined because I am doing the IIN health coaching program, and I love that, actually. It's been really helpful, but it doesn't get into the root cause analysis of things, which I really want to do. I think my impression right now is that the end result is the same. You eat more veggies. You eat less things, but at least, you know, with the genetic component, with the labs that we can do, we can actually dial it in. And here's why you need to do that, because that speaks a lot to me.
So you doing which ones you can do too, because if the genetics or the labs are off, you may have high oxalate levels and need to tone down on that. So that's the other thing that really helps a lot.
Yeah, and I don't even know what oxalate levels are at the moment.
Oh, you'll learn. A whole module on that.
Great. I'll probably be starting officially in January because I'm finishing my other program and I'm behind, so I really can't start something new. But I want to stay plugged in until
you
I can
come
actually
into the calls until you can start working on it. Yeah, a lot of people do it that way.
Yeah,
you'll learn by osmosis.
Yeah, I don't know what all the initials are, like IPT. So when you toss out initials, it would be helpful if you said, oh, that's this program or that program. Or
I said them out, but other people said them. So I said insulin resistance, that's IRSPT.
Okay.
And then digestive mastery is CMDS. And I don't know if you were on at the beginning. Donna and Barbara were talking about ERC. That's our program for clients. It's Energy Recharge Inner Circle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. And we have access to all that?
Yeah.
In this program? Oh,
wonderful. Yeah, you don't get access to the coaching calls for the ERC, but you get access to all the materials.
Materials. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to starting. And
yeah, great. And that's what we recommend people do if you're like having a client come in and they, you know, have thyroid issues and you don't have access to the thyroid module yet because you're going in sequential. You can just go to our thyroid module or thyroid program that's part of ERC and go through that. And I just tend to be a geek. So I teach at the level that goes deep. I tell people who are working on their own health, take what you need. But for the advanced people, here's how you go deeper. So just going through those pieces will help you tremendously to get going on the rest of the program. Yeah.
So right now I'm doing blood sugar and trying to figure that out. So when I figure out what spikes my blood sugar and I can get it down into the below 110, which a lot of times I'm successful and then I'm surprised when I'm not. So will it eventually stay down or I'll always have to avoid those foods? Does it heal?
Here's what we find is that when we start people in our blood sugar balancing program, the first month, really 3 weeks to a month, is spent testing, 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 and writing on the chart. And we gave you that chart, I believe, as part of Shine, but otherwise we can share with you how to find it. I'll do a little tour of the site and show you.
Okay, that would be great.
But you keep track of it, and you had mentioned beans on the other call. You said beans, and sometimes they eat beans and they go up to 130, and sometimes it stays below 110. The question is, what kind of beans, right? Lentils, adduki beans, white beans, garbanzo beans, kidney beans. And some people have a completely different reaction to the different beans.
Oh, wow.
Flooring. Like, oh, yeah, white beans shoot my sugar up to 160 and lentils keep it at 105. What's up with that? That's why keeping the good notes is going to be very, very helpful to be able to figure it out. Yeah. And the question about does it heal? We take people through a 30-day metabolic reset. So we have them go through and test everything for a month and work on, you know, some of the stress pieces and the sleep and some of those things. And then here's your 30 days. Don't eat or do anything that raised your sugar up above 110 during that other part. So it's pretty restrictive during that 30 days. But what we find is that at the end of that 30 days, if you're pretty clean with that, that you just start, we have a gradual reintroduction. So you get to reintroduce. So you have immediate access to the Sweet Spot program. So if you want to explore that, I'll show you where to find it. That and you can just take yourself through. That's our blood sugar program for our clients.
Okay. Right?
And then when you're ready, you can get in through, you know, in sequence, you can get to the IRSPT, which is the practitioner version of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be a good thing. And I'll show you when we go, when we do a little tour, where to find everything.
And that'll take me through the
30-day. That'll take you through for you.
Yeah.
Exactly what to do. And then the 30-day and then the reintroduction phase, because that's okay. An important part as well. So I can eat a lot of foods now that I wasn't able to eat when I was, before I did my metabolic reset. Ah, somebody's calling me. No. Why is that on? That should have been off. Sorry.
So the good news is I had a doctor appointment today, and I've been trying to get myself off thyroid. So, and I'm doing it because I got ticked off at the pharmacy. I'm like, I do not want to be dependent on this drug. They gave me something I was allergic to without telling me and said, oh, we thought you'd be better off dealing with the reaction than not having the medication when another pharmacy had it. So, yeah, I was done with that.
That's a very, that's a very arrogant approach, right?
Yeah.
That we're not going to tell you because we think we know better than you. And that's what we're trying to change out there, right? Is to really truly educate the clients and the patients so that it's empowered self-care. And that's what the future really is of, I think, of healthcare, right?
Yeah. So it's been a year-long process. And I saw the doctor today and he was like, wow, this is amazing. Your TSH has gone down and all your other thyroid markers have gone up. Your thyroid is really getting healthier.
Nice.
You know, it's still at 5, but he said, that's okay because you feel good. All your markers are good. It's going in the right direction. You know, so I'm just starting to wean off the final low dose. So it's been like a stepping down.
Awesome. I'm going to give you a resource for that too.
Oh, yay.
Okay. In the consumer side site, you know, the client side, there's a program called Thyroid Revive and Thrive. And in the fifth part of it, I mean, this is a summary. You can go through the whole thing if you want. But since you're short on time these days because of IAN and a full-time job, I would say go to the fifth part. And there's a video. You can watch the video. That's, you know, it's like an hour long. But also there's a booklet. And it's basically, I don't think that's the name of it. It was thyroid balancing, but I call it thyroid balancing step by step. And it has for each of the different types of thyroid presentation, how you can look at your own labs. Because most doctors don't tell you if you have a conversion problem from T4 to T3. And that's a really important thing to know. And they don't tell you if you have antibodies. So I would go through that piece. And, you know, and if you need more, you'll get excited and go through other parts of the program, but it'll at least give you a good starting point. It's like a cheat. It's a cheat sheet.
Okay. Thank
you. Cheat booklet. It's 30 pages long, but it you know, gets you to the heart of it. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who else is here that we haven't heard from that's new. If not, all right, we're going to go through and go through people who are already in the program. Same thing, give them an idea of who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about where you are in the program and what prompted you to get involved and what your like your big why, your big goal, what you're working towards. So, Cindy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy from Toronto, and I joined NEPT last year at Shine. And again, it was the Up video that really moved me as well. I think someone else had mentioned that. But prior to that, I had joined the CMDS, the Digestive Mastery Program. And prior to that, I had signed up for the Sweet Spot Solution because I was interested in seeing how Dr. Reed Marie taught the courses. I'm 51, so I'm approaching retirement, and what I'd like to do is resign from the corporate world and become, well, I'm graduate from IIN, so I've had one client that I've helped coached through the digestive program, and I find NEPT, it's amazing. Because I started CMDS, I'm still working my way through that, getting closer to finishing. So I'm still at the beginning module of the NEPT program itself, but I'd like to finish off the digestive piece first. And part of it's because I wanted to learn more for myself as well. I've had several wake-up calls throughout my life, but I just am very impressed with, you know, the way Dr. Rita Reed teaches and what I've learned in terms of doing natural alternatives for health. It's something that it's just, it's amazing. Growing up, I didn't really pay that much attention to what I was eating. I was thin. I thought, you know, I can eat anything sugary or not. But I did, you know, learn the hard way that it doesn't always work that way. So, I kind of reached a point where I thought, you know, I'm not even sure I can work anymore because I was feeling so horrible and very tired, and you know, this was related to nutrient deficiencies. And I just, even though I cooked for myself for years and years and years, I wasn't you know, giving my body what it actually needed. So I see the power of doing things naturally, and I want to teach other people as well.
Yay. And she, I'm going to give you a little shout out. She got, she had a bonus anyway, that was, and so did a whole bunch of people. And the bonus was coming to an all day call with me, like a mastermind call to map out your program, right? What do you want to do and how do you want to do it? Well, Cindy was the only one to show up for that call. So she had a 4 or 5 hour, like all day VIP day basically with me. And we mapped out her program and we laid things out. And she just posted that she finished the first module and posted it to the NEPT group for us to watch. So yay. I'm so excited for you. It's like you took action, and that was a really cool thing. So if ever you get a bonus, that's an all day thing with me, come to it. Because she really, she got such benefit. We sat there together and we did it. So it was really cool. Yeah. Thank you. And usually only people in the Practice Accelerator get a day like that. So
bonus
that was a valuable day with you. So I was excited. It was fun. It was really fun. So thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Kimberly recently got her certification. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels super good to have that done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very proud. And my colleague, we share office space, Farah Murata, also just got hers. And I sat with her today. I actually like kind of introduced her to you and NEPT. And so we've been working on it together. And she was just saying today how proud she is and how awesome it is to tell people, I'm certified endocrinology practitioner. And people are like, ooh, tell me more. What is that? So I get that all the time too. So I'm just really thrilled to finally be done and happy to be here. I think everybody knows my story and why I'm here and what I do, but I'm really excited to get connected and learn more about all of our new practitioner students and know that I'm available for any questions or concerns, and happy to have more on our team.
Yeah. And if you, you know, is it okay if I give them your email address, your Dr. Rita Marie?
Oh, sure. Address? Yeah. Kimberly at drritamarie.com is.
Yeah. And you can reach out to her. She's an example. Well, lots of people are examples of how we hire people back to work with us from the program, because it's just such a great family. And what I want to create in my team is a family feeling and the people who actually really know the program and can help and support people. So thank you. Yeah. Janet. Oops, unmute. Wait, I unmuted you. Go for it. I think we both hit it at the same time.
We did. Like minds. it's just so good to see so many new faces and some faces I got to meet at Shine. And I've been with the program since 2014 now, and I too got to get my
certified. Yay.
Yes, and this is an amazing program. So much more than you can be told in depth about, because you get to explore many different areas as deep as you want to go. And there's so much that I haven't even looked at yet in all these years so far. And I just really enjoy being with the program and want to keep going, and welcome everyone.
Thank you. And she's one of our ERC coaches. Last year was her first year doing it, and she was, 2 years ago.
This is my third year.
As a junior coach. And then she came back last year as a senior coach. Mm-hmm. And actually was the only coach, because anyway, for whatever reason, she ended up being the sole coach, and she just did such a great job, and people all loved her. So she's back here again being a senior coach with a really great junior coach working with her, and she's a gold coach. So she actually has private coaching clients of her own that she's working on. So exciting, and I'm just so thrilled to have you. Yeah, thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
And Lynn was, you know, one of our very first graduates of the program. So Lynn.
Hi there. I too am very happy. I love seeing, and I am really looking forward to seeing all your lovely faces on over the next year, 2 years, however long we are together, and just learning and growing together and under the mentorship of the brilliance of Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and many of you heard my story while I was there, but basically I grew up in Minneapolis. I now live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. I have a large family. I too am an IIN grad. I graduated in May of 2010 and needed more. And that led me here. And I am forever grateful. My confidence level in what I know is very huge. And I think that's with my particular business, where I am serving women who are what I call bone sucking tired, because they give and give and give, and they need a place to rest. And my space is big enough for them to come and rest in. And it's because I have the confidence I received through this program. So welcome.
Yeah. And Lynn is also one of our ERC coaches. She's been an ERC coach for how many years? Since you joined, 5 years, right? So she has been, and she has her own coaching group, and she also leads the Body Balance, which is another one of our programs. She leads the small groups, you know, it's like 10 to 15 a month that come in and just get coaching with her. And she does private coaching for us. And she was like, you know, doing everything when we first started this, and had, you know, so many things that she was capable in doing. And, you know, this year she decided focus on the coaching piece, because that's where her passion is. And that's of course where her brilliance is as well. So we're happy to have her on board and living her brilliance. So thank you. Martha.
You opened me up. Okay. Hello, I'm Martha Massad, and I live...
Oh, your camera just disappeared.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Okay. There you go.
There we go. All right. I'm Martha Massad, and I live on the coast of eastern North Carolina in a small fishing village retirement area. So it's a really interesting place because people work their whole life to come live here. So I get to meet lots of interesting people. And so, but I did live in a city and now I'm in a small town. So there's lots of things I have to learn to do without. But what interested me in joining Shine, which I did in 2015, I think, and I've taken like a slow pace at it. There's been a lot of things that have distracted me, and including my own little obstacles that I had, thinking that I couldn't do this. And then I realized when I did an assessment on my own self and skills, I've been coaching people for a long time. I've been teaching them how to go green. I've been teaching them how to use herbs, how to eat right, how to use essential oils. So it's important to look, you know, self-reflect on that to see what you're capable of or what your skills are, because they do transfer very well into this field. And so at Shine, you know, I said that I'm a rule breaker. I don't like rules. I don't like doctors telling me what you have to do. And being involved in La Leche League, I was able to learn that, you know, you have to ask questions. You just can't take for granted what a doctor tells you. And I'm just amazed at how many people just go by what the doctor says. And that bothers me. And my verb at Shine was make. And I decided I like to make changes in my life and other people's life to help them be better. So not real sure yet, because I haven't finished all my courses. Lynn and Dr. Rita Marie and everybody's been so supportive to kind of lift me out of that shyness, lift me out of that feeling incompetent. And so I'm really ready to do something with all the knowledge that I've been working on since I was like 20 to share with the world and make a difference. And like today, somebody said to me, well, you've done all that studying and what a shame you don't have a degree. And I just started laughing and I said, well, I can still make money. You know, I can still help people. It doesn't matter. And nobody, you know, most people don't work in their field that they got from college. Like my degree's in broadcast cinema, and then I worked in television for a while, but then I stayed at home to raise my family, and then I ended up in the insurance business. Mm-hmm. And then what I, which is very project oriented, like television. But what bothered me again was all these people that, you know, one, they had this one drug and then another drug and another drug. And I couldn't contain myself any longer to like not share, like, well, you could do this. You could do that. Have you tried, you know, have you ever thought about eating this? So when I found Dr. Rita Marie, it took me a while. I don't think you had programs when I first met you, but I followed you for a long time. That it just made sense. I came up with the money to join, and I've loved it ever since. I'm so glad to be part of this wonderful community where everybody loves to share and help each other and help others.
Thank you. And you know what it is you went through these different careers and you could make money at different things, but you're coming back to where your passion is and what you've been doing just naturally all along, right, which is helping people to get their health. And what Martha said about questioning, that's something that I think is important for all of us to teach people, is to always question and always get your records from the doctor, right? Because they belong to you, right? So if you have labs done, if they have labs done, those labs belong to them, to always get them transferred. If they have an x-ray or an MRI, get those records transferred to them. So the person becomes the owner of their health information. And you'll see as we go through the program, and those of you in ERC have access to already, the master tracker, which is a place, you know, you can change it, you can add spreadsheets to it, whatever, but it's a starting point for where you can collect and keep track of all your health data, you know, from now till eternity. And it's a really nice thing for people to be able to do that. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Martha. Who else thank is you. On? Angelica, there we go.
Hello. Yeah, a lot of you guys know me from Shine. So I guess I'll just paraphrase why I'm here. And I definitely relate to the kind of the dependence on doctors, and that I used to have a lot of fear about my own health, and also just like a sense of incompetence with my nutrition degree from college to really help people. So it was kind of those two things that made me really want to join. And now I'm just so empowered. I discovered by starting the program that although I'm learning to be a practitioner, the best part is that I get to be the practitioner for myself as the client first. And I get to try everything. And so I'm definitely like treating myself like a guinea pig, and I just love it. And I'm part of Dr. Reedy Ray's team. Also, I help with her, what we call our client programs. So people who aren't practitioners, but just health seekers. And, I love being here and just excited for what our new people are going to bring in, because everyone has an exciting, little niche that they can bring and teach us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've heard that already, you know, music therapy, right? That's a really cool thing that none of us really know much about, right? So that's really cool that we all have something special that we're bringing in. So awesome. I think I got everybody. Did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. All right. So you guys, a couple of things I want to say about what to expect over the next few months. Again, you know, like Carrie said, I can't really start officially until, you know, January, but you all have, you all get access to the emotional mastery part of the program. And what's included with that is a course that Laura Fine is going to do in December, starting in December and carrying over to January and February. And it's a really cool course. There's not a lot of study, like, you know, some of the modules are dense with videos and content. It's mostly to help you to learn the communication skills and how you can be with yourself and others and clients in relationship. And it's an awesome course. It's called the Exceptional Practitioner. So you have access to that, and we'll be getting emails out, you know, as we get closer as to when it's going to, I think the days are already there. So let me see if I can just give you an idea so you can mark them on your calendar so you don't overbook, double book yourself. I think it starts December, December. Okay, the first is December 2nd. They're going to be held on Mondays at 6 p.m. Central Time. And one's on December 2nd. One's on December 16th. I see she scheduled one for December 30th. I'm not sure that's a great idea because it's right between the weekend and New Year's Eve. So we'll have a conversation to see if we maybe need to move that out. And then you have, so it's basically every other week starting, you know, once we get into January. Yes. So those dates I gave you in December, and then in January, it's the 13th and every other week starting the 13th until, let me see. And it is, whoops, there seemed like there was a week skipped. Or maybe it ends then. Yeah. So it ends on February 10th. Yeah. 10th. Pretty much every other week until then. We can determine. Does anybody think it's a good idea, bad idea to have it on December 30th? You know, just because of the proximity with the holidays. Does anybody have an objection to that? You have an objection to that? You have an objection? Yeah, so I think we might want to consider not doing that and leave it. Because personally, me, I like to leave my Christmas to New Year's week like completely unscheduled to spend time with family. My kids come home from wherever they're at, and we get to spend family time, so I don't schedule anything then. So we might look at maybe extending, you know, skipping that week and extending it into, we can talk to Laura when she gets back from India. But in the meantime, the second is the first class. So put it on your calendar and then 2 weeks later, and then we'll decide from there. Yeah. Okay. So that's where we start. Now you're welcome to start wherever you are. Anybody that was at Shine actually got a jump drive. So, because some people said, I watched videos on the way home from Shine. I just popped the jump drive into my laptop and watched it. So you have a lot of stuff on there. You actually have the first module, second module, then you have, the third history taking? Maybe, no. So then the third module, you have the first, second, and third module, and then you have the history taking, which is the fifth module, and it's all on there. And then all of the forms, like, you know, how do you get people understand what's going on with their body systems, their hormones, et cetera, all the forms that come from there and the done for you materials from that last one are on the jump drive. So it's real easy to stick that in their computer and download it. And Donna, we can send you one. Let me make a note to that, to send you one of the jump drives. So if you wanted to just in one fell swoop, stick it in and download all of those modules, you can. Donna.
Did everybody get a jump drive?
Yeah, it was in the...
Lori shook her head no, and so did Barbara.
Did you look in the green bag? You should have gotten a green bag. Did you get the green bag when you joined? You didn't get a green bag? What? How did that happen? Okay. Well, you didn't, Donna. We'll just send you. We have extras of it. We'll just send you the whole green bag. But you didn't get one? Lori, you didn't get one? Nobody handed you? They handed you like a thing on? Huh. I wonder what happened. Okay, so I'm going to write down Lori and Barbara. Okay, we'll send you the bag. I'll send you each just the full bag. I have a box that has a few left over in it. So we'll send you the bag, and it has a lot of really fun goodies in it. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. So I'll make sure that gets sent. I'm going to just say green bag, not just jump drive. Green bag. All right. So is it okay if I share my screen and just give you a little rundown of the site and just tell you what's going to be different when we get it? When you got your offer thing that explained the whole thing, we had a two-page list that had the units that we're breaking the modules down in. So we're rearranging it so it's units, so it's a little bit more... it's just easier to manage than 36 modules. Just feels overwhelming, but 6 units feels kind of cool, right? Oh, I just finished one unit. Yay. Check it off. The way it works is that when you go through the module, there'll be a quiz at the end. There's a pre-quiz at the beginning of most modules. Those aren't mandatory, but they're just to help you get how much do I know about this topic already, right? It helps to pre-frame you. And then at the end, there's an actual exam. Some of them are 25 questions, longer modules. They may be longer than that. And you actually get to do the quiz, and it gets you reinforced about exactly what you learned. If you don't pass it, which is an 80% is required to pass it, no worries. You just go back. You figure out, you know, what went wrong with those answers. You reach out if you need to, come to a call, and then you go back and take it again. We give you 3 times to just take it again on your own. If after 3 times you still don't pass it, then let's set up a conversation so that we can figure out, you know, what's missing, what you need to pass it. I have not had to do that yet. Everybody passes it on 3 tries, right? 1 or 2 or 3. Those of you who are the perfectionists in the group, the A students, if you fail it the first time, just don't, no fret, no worries, especially the pretests. Like, chances are good you are not going to get the questions all right on that pretest because you haven't studied the material yet. So let go of your need to be perfect. Know that the pretest is set up as a learning opportunity to know what you do know so far, and, you know, let it go at that. If you miss some questions on the post-test, the beauty of this, unlike being in a college setting where I had all my training in a classroom setting, is that if somebody said something during class and you're taking notes, or you happen to space out because you saw this beautiful bird fly by outside and you missed what they said, it was gone. right? It was gone. Now you get to watch those videos as often as you want. What some people do is watch the video first time and then download the MP3 and put it on your iPhone or iPad or some device that you can use while you're traveling. And you can actually listen to things over and over. It's happened to me several times at Shine when I get there the first day. I usually get a massage the day before and I'm walking back to my room and I'll run into people and they go, listen, listen. And they're running and they're sticking their headphone in my ear and they're listening to one of the lectures. So it's really kind of cool. And for me, when I created this program, I created the program I wished I had, you know, 25 years ago, right? Because when I got out, I had nothing, you know, it's like, okay, here, now you have all this knowledge, but there's nothing more to go. Had to study for national boards, which were crazy trick questions. I mean, like seriously quick questions, like A and B, but not C, D and C, but not A. And you're like sitting there going, I know the answer to this, but this is just like boggling my mind. That's not what this is about. When I took my boards, when I graduated, only 25% of the people passed because the way they convoluted it, it wasn't practical clinical experience. It was theoretical book knowledge that we were supposed to spit back. So what I've tried to do is condense all my education, my master's in nutrition, my doctorate in chiropractic, my acupuncture. I've just put it all into this practical, clinically relevant course so that you're not getting the fluff of now you have to memorize what the name of this little tubercle is here, where the biceps, that's not where the biceps attaches, where whatever muscle attaches, right? Because who cares when it comes down to clinical practice, unless you're a surgeon, okay? But we're not practicing to be surgeons, right? We're training to be people who actually change lives and get to the root cause for people. And we need to have good communication skills. We have to have good analytical skills. Because sometimes something comes up and it's not in a book anywhere. But when you really look at the biochemistry and you understand how it works, you can come up with solutions that are novel that change people's lives because nobody's ever said that to them before. And so the information is all clinically relevant. The questions are intended to be clinically relevant. And we're here to chat with you. Books are critical. I have tons of books sitting here and I have a whole wall of books over here. I don't have everything in my head. People think that they can't believe that because I come up with answers, but I come up with answers quickly for things I've looked up and I've worked with over and over again. But if somebody, sometimes they'll go, I don't know, let's look that up and I'll pull out a book, right? So you need to know not just the information, you need to know where to find the information, right? The stuff that you use over and over, you're going to memorize just by, you know, just by habit, right? But when I sit down, if somebody's on like 5 medications, you better believe I'm pulling out the books to see what the interactions are with the, I don't have that in my head. There's no way I'm going to memorize a 700-page book and know what every interaction of every drug and every herb is. So we're going to teach you how to find the information. And that's what some of the quiz questions or the test questions are. It's about, okay, I don't remember this, but where do I find it? And everything is in the materials that you've been taught. Make sense? Yeah? Okay. Any questions before we go? Just show off the site, which is going to look so much better when we're done. I'm so excited about the changes we're making. Anybody? Okay, good. I'm going to share my screen. Let me first go to my, see if I have the window open. Okay. And I'm going to, before I share my screen, I'm going to switch it. So you don't have to see my calendar. You'll see the site. So here's that. And where's the INE site? I had it open right just before we got on. All right, here it is. All right. So I'm going to go to the main page. So that we're going through a process like you did when you first got in. Some of you are more, you know, comfortable with technology than others. So you may have just jumped right in and figured it out. Like my son, who, you know, when he was little, he'd just get a new game and within minutes they could figure it out. They just poke every button around until they figure it out. Okay. So when you click to inemembers.com, which is the link that we gave you in an email, this is what you see. Well, you may not necessarily see what everything I see, but you probably do. I think there are some hidden programs that are not valid anymore that, you should see this. So this is what your homepage should look like. NEPT, Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System, IRSBT. These may not show right now until you get to those modules. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't logged in as you. Advanced Clinical Resources, and that's where we bring in people from the functional medicine and nutrition community and have them do lectures with us, and we do them live. We've had Jeffrey Bland and Ben Lynch and Mike Mutzel and Tom O'Brien and Anna Kabeca and lots of others, and we have a whole list of people that we're going to be bringing in over the next year. And then PBSS is Practice Building Success System. So I think what I'm going to does anybody have a feedback as to, is this what you see? The graduates already see all this because everything's open, but like Carrie or Lori, is this what you saw? Or Barbara, is this what you saw when you logged in?
I haven't actually logged in yet.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
I will though. I will.
You will. Yeah.
I haven't actually logged in either.
You haven't logged in. Okay, no worries. So this is what you should see. You may not see the clinical mastery of the digestive system and the insulin resistance just because those aren't necessarily open. Those are modules within the program, but also individual programs that you can join. And those of you who have done those, you know, will definitely see them. So you can either click NEPT here to get into your modules, or you can click it on the sidebar. So there's several ways you could get there. Right now, if you go to NEPT here, for me, I see all of the modules, right? For you, you're going to just see the first one, probably, until you get through it. And then once you finish the first one, you'll see the second one. And once you finish the second one, you'll see the third one. It's going to change a little bit when we move to the new system of units. So we'll make sure that it's a smooth transition for you and that we get on a call and show you how it's going to work. But in the meantime, we have that happening in the background and it shouldn't affect the front. So when you go to nutritional endocrine, you should see this one. So when you log in, you should see this, but you won't see all the rest. You can just click on overview. La, 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 la. Okay. And each module has sections. Each module has pieces. So we have learning objectives. My computer's been so slow today. Every site I've gone to. What are we going to learn in this? What are hormones? What do they do? What are the major endocrine glands? That you understand the concept of hormone receptors. And some of this may be review for people who've been in like insulin resistance or did my hormone resistance one-day workshop over the summer, hypothalamus. So you're going to know this stuff by the end of the program. So it's a good like way to seed into, oh, okay, this is what this module is about. I want to go back to this first one. Everyone has this index where you can access all the parts, and it has the learning objectives, the pretest, the core content, the advanced topics and references, the next step, and then the module exam. And I'll just go through it for this first one, since that's all you guys have. And I'll just share with you what the importance is of each of those pieces. And then I'll give you a little bit about the rest of the stuff. We were doing orientations, and I believe Lynn and I talked about you would be willing to do an orientation call for folks to just take them through, you know, the nuances of the site. But I think we want to wait for that until after we've revamped it so we can do a good orientation. And Lynn and I will have to do our own orientation to figure out where everything is by then, but it'll still be here. We have these tracking things. So if you, once you do, this is going to be completed automatically. So once you go to this module and you complete various things, you're going to be able to check off. And then this page, you'll see that you can't actually click these boxes. That's by design. You have to actually do this, and we'll show you how to do that for that module. Does that make sense? So it'll be automatically done. And then the exam, you can't just say I did the exam and move on. You actually have to do the exam to move on. So that's what that looks like. I showed you the learning objectives. I keep messing up that word. The pretest, again, is to give you the idea of what is going on. So, like, you're going to answer, what are hormones? Well, there can, I could give you the answers, but you're going to answer those, and then you're going to submit your answers. Now, if I just randomly choose things for these, and some of them are going to be wrong and some of them will be right, but it'll give you an idea of what it says. I can't help it. I got to just stop this. I'm just going to answer them randomly without reading them, because then I'll probably get half of them wrong because it's a random generator, right? And you're going, what? That's not true. She's not right. So it's basically, most of these are 10 questions long. If I submit my answers, watch, it's going to say like half of them are wrong. And it waits to tabulate. It knows what the right answers are. Oh, I missed one. That's what it's saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you press that, it's generally because you've missed a...
It had it bolded when I missed it. So see if I unchecked that. Well, I can't uncheck it now, but it was bolded. So that's how I knew which one. I don't know if there's a way to make it. So I hit submit, and it went back and said like something like this. Thanks for guessing, but that's not the best answer. Stay tuned and learn, you know, when you review the core content. Thanks for guessing, right? So it basically says the same thing. And then thank you for completion. Please check your answers using the link above. You can retake it if you want, if you're one of these perfectionists, or you can just go through it and it's checked it that you completed it. You didn't have to pass it. You just had to complete it, right? If you're a perfectionist, we let you take it again. But better to go through the materials and actually learn it. And I would, if you have notebook, like Donna said, she already set tabs, have a notebook that says what the questions are you got wrong on the pretest. So it's going to focus you as you go through the module to look for the answers to that, right? So that's what that is. So it figured that, and then recorded notes to any questions you missed to help you focus your study. So that's what we tell you to do. And you say, okay, I did that, and then I move on. And then what you see over here is it checks it off that I did my pretest. See this little, this is actually a check mark with our logo. It went and did that. If I take this off, well, no, I can't take that off. Oh, the pretest, you have to do both of these, right? So see how that happens? It said, yep. And once I do it, it checks it off. So it's got some smarts in the back end of this website. All right. And so then what you do is like, okay, I did the pretest. I looked at the learning objectives. I don't know if there's a, I didn't even look to see if on the learning objective pages. Yeah. Confirm and check as complete if you've read and understood the objective. So I click that and now it shows me here. So at any point, you know where you got in the module. It's kind of cool. And this won't change. The modules will remain the same. It's just that the organization and the order are going to make the remain different. So then I go to the core content, and it's just video. Sometimes there's documents, but it's at least for most of them, it's going to be a video. Let's just say congratulations on completing it. So I've already done it. So it says congratulations. And for some reason I'm friend. I don't know why. I'm not Rita Marie. You watch the video. I highly recommend that you download everything. If you have to get a separate little drive, you know, they're not very expensive and you can put everything on there if your hard drive on your computer is full. But that way, if you're sitting on an airplane or you're stuck in a place that doesn't have internet and you want to study, you have everything on a jump drive, right? So it's a really a good thing. We give you everything. We give you slides. We give you the transcript. And then there's a place if you wanted to record notes so that when you come back to this, you say, you know, I struggled with hypothalamus. Next time, review that. So then when you come back to this page, you can actually take notes. You can save it. And it's there. So, you know, it's there. So, yeah, that's it, right? So I'd already done these, so I checked them off. I didn't. I was just testing it. I mean, I wrote them, so I actually did them, right? And then you have the next one and the next one. So there's three of these. And then there's advanced topics in case you want to go deeper with something. There's no like you have to do them. It says check complete if you've reviewed the advanced topics and references. So you just look at it. Hypothalamus. I struggle with the hypothalamus. Let's go look at this hypothalamus resource. Let's look at this pituitary article. Let's look at this. These flashcards are kind of cool. I found them and I thought, wow, I'll just put a little thing in there. And it lets you do a little pre-quiz for yourself on that. Again, that's optional, but we provide it. Now, where is this? There we go. I have too many windows open. And then there's an endocrine system. The YouTube videos are fun when I find them because they're lots of times they're people drawing things and they're kind of cute and funny helps you remember things, right? So that's the advanced topics. And all you have to do for that is click it and it's done, right? Next steps, we give you things that you can practice what you learned. So what are some ways we suggest you practice it? Review the major hormones and find someone who you can practice explaining it to, right? Grab your husband, grab your kid, grab your mother and say, listen, just I want to be able to explain this so that when I get in practice with people, I can explain some of the hormones, right? The more you teach, the easier it becomes to remember. And that's why a lot of stuff is just like natural to me now because I've taught it so many times. Explore the advanced topics and check on the hypothalamus flashcards if you need help remembering things. Great. Incorporate the hormone harmonizing diet and lifestyle factors into your own life and then teach them to your clients or a family member. So it gives you ways to actually use what you did, which, you know, when I went to school, we just sat there and went, test, okay, take the test. There weren't even computers to type it on. That's how old it was. We just took notes in notebooks. So when I'm finished, if I reviewed it, right, and then I'm done. And it checks off next steps. Now I go to module exam.
Can I make a suggestion on that next steps piece? Those are great business building items. So like, if you go back to that again, sorry.
Sure.
So it says review the major hormones and find someone to whom you can practice explaining. You could teach a class on that. It could be a $10 class. It could be a free class, but it's a great way for people to see that you know something. You can use any of these pieces to write blog posts or, and you know, do something on Facebook or other social media, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
I love that. And I think that one of the things we talk about that in the practice building piece is for you to get comfortable speaking in front of an audience and, you know, setting yourself up as an authority in your community is very easy when you go out and say, I'm going to teach a class on the major hormones and how we can use food to support that. And when Tony got into the program, Tony just graduated, but Tony got into the program, she took one of our Done For You resources, which is a PowerPoint, and she just went out and taught it in her community. And suddenly she was getting calls because she was considered the hormone expert. Oh, can you help me with my thyroid? Oh, can you help me with my adrenals, right? She was very new to the program, but she jumped in and she knew that when it got over her head, she could come to our calls and ask for help. And she did. So it's a great, like Lynn said, great practice building. If you have a Facebook account and you've never done a Facebook Live, just get on there. If you've never done it and you have a small Facebook following, there may be one person that shows up and maybe nobody will, but you get to practice it, right? And you get to actually practice talking about it and open it up for questions. So that's that. Thank you, Lynn. Module exam. I'm only doing this for the first module right now. I'm not taking you through all of them because all of them have the same structure. But this one has 25 questions. You, some of them have more because they have more content. Some of them have less because they have less content. So this is 25. And it's basically asking you to, you know, just come back and talk about what you learned, right? And some of these questions might be the same as in the pretest, but now you would know them. And if you do the test and you get some, you know, more than 20% wrong, it'll just say, hey, and I think, I can't remember if you, if it gives you some, and I don't think it does. I think each question just says, hey, review it in the materials, right? And you can just go back and review it in the materials. So it's pretty cool. And then once you finish this, I never finished it, did I? I can't get it checked. It won't get checked off unless I actually get 80% right. So if I just go through here and randomly do it, you'll see how badly I'll do, which is how I did it before. But you basically, I don't want to take the time to do 25 questions, but you basically will get, you know, the module exam will then get checked off, and then it'll get checked off. If you go back to this index of parts, you're going to see that a lot of the things that were not checked off before are now checked off because I finished them, and the only thing left is the exam. Once you finish the exam, you're going to get the message that says, congratulations, you can move on to the next module, and then you move on. When we first did this, we released new modules every month, and it got a little overwhelming for people, like, I didn't finish the last module, right? So we're going to help you to stay on track, but also do this as soon as, you know, one module builds on the next. So any questions about that so far? Yeah, Donna.
So mine does not put that little check mark over there, even though I put the check marks on, you know, the different steps that I've finished. It doesn't put anything over there.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to make a note to log in as you and just look.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, Donna?
Uh-huh.
So if you, as you click off each of the boxes, you know, yep, like boxes 1 through 6, 1 through 7, are you able to do that?
Yeah.
On the other pages? So are you saying that you've done them on these other pages, like such a say?
It doesn't that? Have this automatic progress thing. It has, so like when you click on right there,
here,
on overview and relationship.
Yeah.
Right there. Click on that.
Yeah. So you checked all four of
so
these.
So see
off?
These ones? I check them all.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if you go back to this index of parts.
Index of parts.
Yeah. Index of parts. That's the first piece of each one. That's where it will check them off once you do it. Yeah. I don't know if, are you looking at that now or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look at that page, and that's the page where it should show.
Oh, and it has it. Maybe yeah, it just doesn't have it on the computer. Okay.
Okay.
And then I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it, but so I had asked Lynn, you know, I'm one of those anal people. And so is there any way to find out, like, see how you have all those listed on the right-hand side under NEPT? I don't have any listed over there.
No, you won't, because once you finish overview. Once you finish it and do the exam and this is checked off, it will open that for you. And you'll also get an email that says, congratulations, you finished it, and you're going to get access to cellular metabolism. So you could literally, if somebody wanted to sit down in a weekend and pop through, you know, 12, well, I don't know that you can pop through 12 modules because some of them are 35 hours long, but you can just pop through as many as you wanted to and get pretty far along.
So my question is that, okay, if this is a two-year program, I would like to know, even if you just, you know, you looked yourself, like how many videos are there and total so that I know I need to finish this many.
We actually have a spreadsheet that has all the modules and how long the videos are.
Have that? Is that in a position where it could be public? I know we had one behind the scenes. That's a good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could make it.
Okay, let's look at, I'll make a note to look at that. I know Zara's been adding things to that as we go along. So, module.
So that I could, you know, spread it out so that, you know, I'm not trying to do too much and not retaining the information because I'm trying to rush through them, thinking I need to hurry through them. But also I don't want to, you know, at the end of 2 years, oh, you still have, you know, 30 to go or something like that. I mean, like, I want to be able to rest.
And that's the beauty of those check marks. So you can go through and just look at it yourself. I know we also usually keep we also have a spreadsheet where we keep track of people and what they're finishing. So you could always reach out and ask what the status of that is.
Yeah.
But remember, this is not just necessarily a two-year program. It's, it's a module program that, on average, people take about 2 years or, in my case, 4 years to finish. It's, you know, so it's where you just take a deep breath and go, you know, I just worked my way through these modules. Now,
work it at your pace. I mean, I wouldn't slack off and say, oh, I'm going to take 3 months off unless you're, you know, going to Europe with, you know, and you're not going to be available.
I'm just that type of person that likes to have.
Like to see. You know, what we should do, and we'll talk about this, is we should have our tech guy take that spreadsheet and then rearrange it so that it has by units so that we can have a total for each unit. Because that's really how you're going to be going through it. This is just temporary.
Yeah, because right now it's done by modules. But as you work on the units, you can just reformat it. I'm sure that's not.
Yeah. Yeah, and that I think that spreadsheet doesn't have like body freedom, which is part of unit one as well. Okay, so thank you. Good questions. Anybody else have questions or comments? No? Is this helpful?
Yes. I do have a question, Rita Marie.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to show where to find the consumer and the sweet spots.
Ah, good. Yes, I want to show you that. So you should have, if you go to this right side, so just as a general rule, the right side is the overall program. So you have access to the programs. The left side is once you're in a program, you have access to the details of each of the modules of the program, right? So on the right-hand side, it shows you everything else you have. So that's the home page. This is a link to the Advanced Clinical Resources, which is all the folks that we've had. I'll just click that so you see. And then I'll show you where the client program. So these are all the folks we've had come in and do talks for us. If you click each page, let's find Ben Lynch, for example. Jeffrey Bland's was like 2-hour amazing talk on the immune system. And you can go through these at any order and any time you want. So it has his video of the slides. A few of them haven't had slides. They've been audio, but most of them have. Has a little bio of him. And then some people, I don't know if he did, free gift. Some people gave you like a free download if you wanted to, you know, to get an additional thing, right? Some of them we have transcripts for, like Ben Lynch and Jeffrey Bland, and the ones that are really advanced. And some of them are pretty straightforward, so we didn't have transcripts of them. So you can go there. So the next one below that, Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System, you may or may not see that yet until that's open, insulin resistance. This is nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. You won't see this, the NEPT core piece. And if you do, let us know because it shouldn't be there. That's like a subset of the program. You guys have the whole program. Practice Building Success System has a lot of information about building your marketing in your practice. And some of you are ready for it. Some of you are not ready for it. So you do it at your own pace. Under that, we have trainings that I've created. Are just me talking to you about choosing your niche and translating what you do into a program, attracting clients, different ways of doing that, online networking to get your expertise known, activating, affiliating with others so you can get some income coming along if that's something you want to do, and then packaging your genius as teleseminars. So these are just trainings. And now these are guests that have come in and they've talked about lots of different things, speaking and copywriting and enrolling clients and what's this one? Marketing, like making peace with it because a lot of people don't like it, becoming a list building person. So all of these people. And again, like this was let me find one that was a video. You know which one was really good? It was the Carla. She's beautiful. Here, 8 keys to attracting clients. Wouldn't you want to watch that, right? These are in alphabetical order. That's a great one to start with if you're trying to attract clients. So you watch her video, and it has the MP3, her audio, MP4, MP3 off slides. We always do a slides printer friendly, which is 3 per page with notes so that if you don't want to waste paper, and then a chat log for that. And then a little bit about her, and then, you know, where you can find it. So this is a good one for watching for, you know, building your enrollment, building your clients base. So we have a lot of that. And you know what I would recommend you do is just plan on watching one of these a month. You know, if you want to watch more, but plan on doing one a month. If you're like, oh yeah, I want the next one, go for that. Or choose the ones that are reflective of what you are looking at doing. If you're looking to create a presentation and speak in your environment and speak in your hometown or online, then watch the ones about speaking. Okay. And quarterly, we're going to have a marketing call, like me and everybody else. I thought about doing it monthly, and you guys have so many other calls, and I just don't want to overwhelm you. But quarterly, I think, is good for the practice building pieces, where we'll just do a call. We can talk about stuff. We can answer questions. Transpersonal energy, that's going to be revamped right now, so I'm not going to even click it. It's going to become part of the main NEPT modules. Live events is where you also have access to all the shine. So you can click shine, but you also have some of the practitioner retreats we did some videos on, and some of them we didn't, but you have access to a practitioner retreat. Our first one is May 2014.
Oh, our next one.
Our next one, yeah. I think
it's the end of May.
Yeah, so, it's the 28th. It's the weekend after Memorial Day, so it's the 28th through the 31st. The 28th is going to be for Practice Accelerator only, so anybody's in Practice Accelerator will come there, and then we start the official retreat on Friday, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we highly recommend you get there on Thursday. It's in a beautiful place. The food is amazing. And it's on this beautiful, very spiritual kind of land because it's an ashram. And it just has this beautiful quality to it. And we get together for those 3 days and it can be life-changing. If anybody wants to mention, you know, what your experience has been, those of you who have been there, let anybody want to say who've been there?
Where is it?
It's in Austin. It's in South Austin, about 25, 30 minutes from the airport. But it's just this beautiful, beautiful location. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And they have shared rooms you can get. You can get private room with private bath, or you can do shared. They include the food in the, like, for $100 a night, you're getting, or a little bit over maybe if you want private, you're getting your accommodation and food, which is phenomenal. And the food is pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing. So anybody want to say, Janet or Lynn or Angelica, Kimberly?
From the very first one I did to the last one, the piece that really gets me, because we're going to be meeting like this all the time, and we see each other's faces, but to actually be in presence with each other, just for me, because the relationships are key. Mm-hmm. And as Kimberly often says, healing happens in relationship. And I think that also means for the businesses we want to bring out.
Right.
You know, you do the love seats where you give us information about how to help our business. But as we've seen, there's also the blocks that might be holding us back from going for it. So,
yeah, thank you. Yeah. There's education. So we'll teach some stuff that, you know, I feel like doesn't work well in an online. It's just like, you know, some connection and interactive type stuff. But then we do, everybody gets a time where everybody's attention is devoted to you, and you're working on what's one of your blocks, whether it be a physical thing in your own body, whether it be an emotional or relationship thing that's holding you back, or whether it be a business thing, like you're looking for how do I grow my business. And the transformations we've seen, we give people opportunity to practice in a loving environment, getting up and speaking. This happened last time. We had some fun events in the evening. We did an essential oil blend contest in the evening. And we just do some really fun stuff. Thank you, Lynn. And then I don't even know what additional trainings are. We'll click it and see.
So where's the sweet spot, like, and the thyroid?
Yeah, I'm going to show you that in a second. Online classes that enroll clients. This is a good one if you are looking at going out into your community, right? And you want to teach something that you feel good about, that you feel proficient at, you can do that. Now, the other piece is right down here where it says UHC, it's Unstoppable Health Community. This is external. It takes you outside of this site into the Unstoppable Health Community home. And I'm going to click that. And what does this say? It just tells you it's leaving the site. So this is our Unstoppable Health Community. And you should have access to just most of the stuff that's listed here. This sweet spot is here, on here. You won't have access to the ones that say private coaching or anything like that, but you pretty much have access to everything that's here. So sweet spot. And you can go into sweet spot and you can just do the modules, right? You can download the menu planner. The menu planner is actually in nutrition module, and you can download the menu planner and the recipe guide, and the menu planner has a lot of the stuff about the metabolic reset. So, you know, you've got all these different things. The thyroid one that I told you, can always go back to the home. Oh, wait, there's TRT. I could have gone right there. I had them add that to the site, and you can look down here and look for the little picture of the thyroid. Thyroid. No, that's transforming stress. Thyroid. Thyroid Revive and Thrive. That's the one I was telling you about. And if you go to part 5 of Thyroid Revive and Thrive here, it has a video. It has the slides and audio, but then down below, and the transcript, so you don't even have to spend the time watching it. If you like reading better, you can download the transcript and read it. And it's a reminder to complete thyroid self-assessments, start foundational support. So it goes through some of the things from the previous. So it's actually a summary of the previous modules. Test your thyroid, and here, identify and address specific patterns of thyroid imbalance. And it's thyroid balancing protocols, but I call it thyroid balancing step-by-step because I think we say that on the first page. Thyroid balancing step-by-step. So it's all like step-by-step what you need to do to support your own thyroid, but also to support a client in thyroid balancing. And if there's any pieces you need more detail in, you know to go to that module. So that's why I'm recommending, you know, if you want to really work on your own, is to start with this booklet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's really good stuff. You know, this stuff has taken me years and years to produce and, you know, many years and decades even of clinical experience to be able to put this together. Sometimes when I look at all this, I just am amazed that I was able to do this.
Yeah.
Like, how did I do all this? Support and help and, you know, good team, and I can't find my way back to where did it go? Where did our site go? It looks like it closed it when it opened to this. So all I have to do to get back is to type in inemembers.com. If I didn't have so many tabs open, I'm a perpetual multitasker, even though it's been shown that it's probably not a great idea. So we were here, we looked at that. There's a little thing. Yeah. Oh, and also on this Unstoppable Health, that's still open, right? Where's the thyroid? I must have closed it. These are some things I was looking at for earlier calls. Ah, here it is. Right. When you get into this, in addition to all the videos from Shine, you also have access to our, we'll go to home. You also have access to all of the videos from the previous years of Spring into Vitality, which was a 3-day live event that we did for our clients. So you get to click here. And there's 5 years of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or a complete collection. But you've got all of them. Food as Medicine was 2017. Assessments, 2016. And again, these were from the perspective of a client, you know, going through it for themselves. But, you know, it's a great way to get started and jump in. What was this one? Hormone Harmony, Detoxification, and then Recharge Your Energy. So these were all the ones, and you can watch the videos, right? Food as Medicine was so well received, as was Assessments.
I also want to put a plug in for some of our students and coaches at some of these events that they spoke.
Yes.
So it's a great way to see, once again, how we help you to get your message out there.
Right. And a lot of folks have done speaking at these events and fulfilled some of their certification requirements, right? Because some of the certification requirements are to create a little presentation about a topic and then share it with the group so that we know that you're going to be good at really communicating with people with it, right? So there's a lot of great stuff in here. And I think I think we're running over time here. So we'll stop unless anybody has a specific question. There's stuff across the top that's more, schedule. That's a good one to know. We send emails out to remind you of calls, but there's also a schedule of the upcoming calls. So this was today's call, the INE office hours. Tomorrow when Jazzy gets in, she's our VA in the Philippines, and she'll download that call recording and put it on the page, and then she'll update this for when the next call is. IRSPT, our next support call is, this one. I don't know why she hasn't done that one yet. That one would have to be closed because it's recorded. NEPT calls. So then here's your upcoming ones. We will be updating this. I'm not sure if it got updated fully or not, but we made a few changes to it going into the next year just to make sure we didn't have conflicts and multiple calls on each day. So you're welcome to write these down. And if we have changes to it, we will let you know. And then yeah?
Which calls are we eligible to join in on? Just the NEPT ones?
Anything, pretty much everything. And you will be getting, have you started getting the NEPT newsletter on Fridays?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Anybody?
Yes.
Yeah. Donna, yeah. So that newsletter will say what's coming up next week, and we give you access to pretty much everything. Except the ERC, you know, coaching calls. You don't get access to those.
But we don't get the NEPA, right?
No. NEPA is a separate program. Those are people who I'm working with one-on-one with their marketing, right? And those are usually people, some people join NEPT and like a year or two later, they go, now I'm ready to have you coach me because now I have the background. And some of the folks, like the folks that I have in Practice Accelerator, are people who already have some experience, right? You know, Lisa, who has, 20 years experience as a nutritionist. We have a couple of MDs, 3 MDs in there. We have a chiropractor. We have an acupuncturist. We have naturopath. So if people who have, they're a little further along, but they're here in the program to fill in the gaps of what they haven't learned, and then also to get support with their business. And it's a great program, but if you're not in that position, it's not even a consideration for most of you.
And the case study we can do?
Yep, you can get in on all the case studies. Yep. So anything that's listed here, anything unless it says Diamond only or ERC coaches only. Right, then you have access to it. So we have a case study call still coming up, and we have a content implementation call. And then, yeah, so next month, we always have a case study and an open coaching and a content implementation call. Now, the content implementation calls, we started last January. We'll probably start them again. So I'm not exactly sure how we're going to handle those to help you guys through your content. It was basically, we created it because a lot of people who'd been in for a little while were struggling with getting through it all. So we'll decide if we're going to do a second content implementation call for the new people so that you can, you know, get support in going through the content and asking questions on it.
In those calls?
What's that?
Can we ask questions, like when we're going through our modules, can we ask questions in any of the calls?
Any of the calls. The case study calls, not so much, because we're going to be, unless we say, okay, we're finished the case study that was submitted and we'll go on to open questions. But sometimes we have three people submit cases. And so we're actually going through, this is John and he has this and this is what we're doing with him. But definitely the open coaching and the content calls. So even if you're not up to the content that we're doing on that call, it's okay. You can pay attention and store it in the back of your mind for later, but then you can ask questions about wherever you are in the content. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have these listed through the end of January. These are some bonus calls that are just sitting here. I don't know why they're on the schedule call page, but they happen to be there, and they're really some cool bonuses from CMDS. I'm not sure if this is actually showing for you yet, since CMDS is not open. I'm not sure how that works. Probably is. So we don't have any scheduled right now for the Advanced Clinical Resources and the PBSS, but we will start to get those going, and you'll have access to those. I want to go through Body Freedom. That's the last thing I want to go through. So Body Freedom will... Oops, will soon be, what happened here? Oh, I wonder why that got, because this is shortened. There we go. All right. So on the side here, you're going to see Body Freedom. Once we get the units done, that will be basically like module 3. It'll be the third module that you can go through because we want to give you foundational stuff to really get going and some of the stuff that you can use right away with clients or family members. So Body Freedom is basically, we take you through each of the pillars down here and give you details. Some of this stuff is similar to what you already have in ERC, but it's from a client perspective. Use this information to do this. Use this information to teach that. And so when you go through this, you get to click on the overview, watch the overview. You get to go through each of the pillars. Right. So if I click on fun, that's like an easy one. There's not a lot in there. There's like three different steps, but it's basically the steps would be. So we usually give you a video and then action steps on these. So assess whether your clients are making enough time for fun. Give them this fun assessment. Help them to create their own personalized fun prescription. Download the PDF. Teach them how to take appreciation breaks. I wonder what this is. I wonder what these are. These little weird things. We need to make a note of that. Those have to be fixed. Steps. In.
It looks like some broken.
Or sometimes they upgrade, like WordPress will get upgraded and some of the little icons we use. So steps in fun, address them. Bad icons. Because it looks like icons, right? Because you can click this and get there. Teach them how to take appreciation breaks. It looks like this. What is that? Blah, connection is not private. Whoops. Something screwy. We'll fix it.
It's because it's part of VLM. It hasn't been brought over to Unstoppable Health yet.
It was supposed to have been when we started, when we did
that. I just noticed as soon as you clicked on it.
Yeah.
That Vibrant Living member.
Okay. Yeah, because we had them create all the pages, recreate them on here because it's a different page. It's from a client perspective. So we'll make sure that gets done. So teach them how to play the appreciation game, right? Invite them to schedule time every day for fun. and then do all these activities yourself. Some of them have links and some of them are just do it yourself and learn what works best for you, right? And then you can keep your notes. So that's what the fun pillar looks like. And it helps you to be able to take people through this process. And you have to go back to the side here. And that'll show you all the different pieces within the body freedom. The big one is diet. And we're going to be breaking that up when it comes in the units. So you'll see this broken up into different pieces. There'll be a basic piece in the body freedom part, and then the advanced stuff are broken up into different sub-modules within unit, the nutrition unit. So they'll all be moved into there. But you basically can go through, watch the video, and then there's different pieces within here that you can go to help people with stuff. So this is a good place to come if you are like, you're like, oh, I just got somebody come in and they want to talk about, they have some brain issues or whatever, and you're not up to that detailed module. You can come in here and go, what's an eating for bone health? What's an eating for brain health? Let me click that and let me see what I can do to help support them. And then you come here and you watch the video. And then, you know, there's a brain and neurotransmitter assessment, some general assessments, brain and neurotransmitter balancing nutrients. And you can get started with this stuff even before you finish those major in-depth modules. And then when you do, you'll have more of a background to be able to explain them to it. But this body freedom piece is going to help you dramatically, dramatically to get some results with people right away. So you don't have to wait like Patty said, you know, I gotta wait till I'm finished this. No, you don't have to wait. You're going to be really empowered even after this body freedom piece. So that's all I want to share with you. And then when we get the new site done, we'll do a more in-depth look around. One thing I will tell you about was earlier I mentioned the Master Health Tracker. You guys all have access to the Master Health Tracker. If you look up resources and NEPT resources, and on that drop down, you're going to see Master Health Tracker, the second one. When you click that, you should get access to a page that describes it, and then all these different videos that are these little videos that explain each of the sub pieces in the Master Tracker. So you know how to use them with people. We need to update this. Let me write that down. Cause I have a new version of it. Master Health Tracker that we've added some additional stuff. We added this really cool page in there where you can have somebody, it has all the nutrients listed down the one side, and across the top, people can list their supplements they're taking. So they're taking a homocysteine lowering one from Seeking Health, and it has like four ingredients, and you can go down the side and find, okay, B6, it has 50 milligrams. It has 50 micrograms of B12. It has this much folate, and you can put that there and it automatically calculates the total that they're taking or you're taking over all your supplements. And if you're taking too much, then it will flag that. You look and go, whoa, that's way more than I should take. So we're really excited about that. So we'll get that uploaded onto this page. And basically, if you click this, it's a Google Doc. Here's what you need to know. It's a template. It's set up right now. I could edit it if I wanted to. Oh, wait, it is some of it set up. Huh. Okay. We'll make sure. Frances is our person that takes care of all the Google Docs, and she was going to edit it into the ERC ones. She's just editing each person's ERC one. So you'll have it in there. So Donna and Barbara, you'll have it in there, that cool new thing. Okay. She's going to put them in, I think, tomorrow. But we'll have her update this one. You cannot write in this. If you write in this, if somehow the Google permissions goes fluky, let me just make sure. Who has access? Yeah, you're not going to get access. Okay, so what you can do when you get in here, if you want a copy for yourself, is you do File, make a copy. And you can make a copy on your own Google Drive, or you can say file, download, and you can download it to your own computer. Either way, right? And then you have your own copy of it. If you want to use a copy for each of your clients, you just download it multiple times or make a copy multiple times, however you like to work with people. And we'll share with you some of our techniques and skills in the coaching, I forget what it's called, but it's an implementation module, which is later on down the road. Okay?
Can I ask a question?
Sure, Donna.
So on this page where it has all these ones listed on the left-hand side here, when I click on any of those, it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, so if you click this,
it doesn't go anywhere.
You see how it brings this box up above it?
Yeah.
You click that, and it goes.
Oh.
That's the way Google Drives works.
Okay.
This is an index of all the things in here. So if you click it, you can't just click it. You have to see the box open up and click that. Yeah, it's not very intuitive.
All right. Because I wanted to add some more supplements.
Yeah, you can do that. And this new one is not in here yet, but it's a really supplement tracking. It is. She did put it in. Very cool. I got to edit the page that says it was last updated in June of 2017 to say it was updated in October 2000. So if I click that, let's see. I'm going to show you this. I'm just so proud of this. And Francis helped me put it together. So it basically lists all your vitamins, all your minerals. And then there's a spot where you can
list
other things. Like you can list if your supplement has, cordyceps, or cordyceps is there. But anything else, you can just list them here. And they'll automatically calculate. So watch this. Say I can do this because I can edit it, but you guys can't. I'll have to make sure I undo it. B complex seeking health or whatever the brand is. You put that up there and then say it has 50 milligrams here and 50 milligrams here and 25 milligrams here, and it tells you right here what the thing is. So like biotin is a microgram and B12 is a microgram. So you put in 650 micrograms, but you don't put the you just put the number. Now look what happens if I go here and I say supplement B. And it has 25 milligrams of that. Look at that. It added it. See that, the total? Is that cool?
Awesome. That's
right?
Cool.
So we can keep track of whether people are overdosing or maybe they're under. I'm already taking this. Have them fill this out and they can go like, you can literally put hundreds in here. It just goes all the way across. But we can always add more if need be. But they can just put this, whatever their supplements are here and whatever the dose is, and you can help them and support them. Because sometimes people are taking a whole bunch and they may end up like with, say, hawthorn berry, and say they're taking five supplements with hawthorn in it. Hawthorn lowers blood pressure. And suddenly they're like, why is my blood sugar 80 over 20? Like, you're taking too much hawthorn berry. You know what I mean? So it helps us to be able to keep track of that and know what they're doing. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so excited. I get geeky about this stuff. I'm just so excited about this spreadsheet. And it's already in there, so I don't have to ask Frances to put it in there. She already did. So I'm going to stop share. Any questions? Is everybody stoked, like really excited about the adventure we have ahead? Yeah? And those of you who are already in, are you excited about that new spreadsheet, which is really cool? I think it's really cool. Yeah. All right. Any questions or comments before we head off for the evening? Looks like there are a lot of comments in the chat. Anything in the chat that I really excited? Lynn says it's awesome. Patty says, thank you. You know, it's interesting because I was sitting there going, yeah, I know how to do this, but like, where do I put the totals column? How do I know how many supplements they're going to do? And one of our people, she's actually my niece, I said to her, can you help me make this spreadsheet? And this is what I need. And she just took it and ran with it. And she has the total column at the beginning. Duh. Like, I didn't think of that. And she in an hour, she had the thing laid out. So I was super excited and stoked. So any questions, comments? I see some in here. look forward to seeing you over this time. Let's see. I can't go back and read all these. So if there's anything anybody said in there that isn't, that you want me to know, please let me know. Questions, comments? No?
So we could make a copy, like, so I can make a copy and I could put like my son's blood work in there and stuff.
Yeah, you can make a copy of that. And yep, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Your sons, your husbands, your friends. And it's good practice, right? To put other people's stuff in there. And one of the modules is on, basic blood chemistry. So all the basic stuff. And then there's another module later on advanced blood chemistry. So you'll learn what all these things mean. Right? Instead of it just being gobbledygook on a piece of paper and the doctor says, oh, this is fine. And you're like, well, Lynn, you told that story about your son who went to the emergency room because he's having these symptoms and they did his labs and they say, oh, it looks like you're a little dehydrated. And that was it. And Lynn went through it and found all this stuff. Not because she's a medical doctor, not because she's a lab tech, but because she took this program and she learned that there's so much more to a standard blood chemistry than what the doctors are telling you. So not that you're better, that not that you're diagnosing, you're never going to diagnose. There's some, you know, things we need to refer to medical practitioners for, but for the common everyday things and the, what Jeffrey Bland always called the walking wounded, people who are the walking wounded fall through the cracks in the medical system because you're walking around with these vague symptoms and it's like, oh, just take some Prozac. Oh, just drink some caffeine. You'll have energy back. And they're not looking at the subtle imbalances in it. That's what you're going to be able to do. And, you know, Lynn found all this stuff in her son's chemistry that nobody picked up because they weren't looking at it functionally. And that's what we're going to teach you to do. Always to look at the body as a functional unit. It works in a certain way. And I've been known to say, and, you know, some people will fault me for that, I don't really care what the studies say as much as I care how it plays out with the way the body works. So people say, well, this study showed that. You can fudge a study to show what you want. So you always have to look at who funded that study. Yeah. And when we know the biochemistry, example, somebody comes on one of these calls and brought up her own lab work, and she had a high ferret, a high iron, serum iron, and a very low ferritin. And ferritin is the storage form of iron. You would expect if there's a high iron, you'd have a high ferritin and suspect, you know, stuff like hemochromatosis or something like that. If you had a low iron and a low ferritin, that's what you'd expect, an iron deficiency anemia. Well, this person had a very high iron and a very low ferritin, and we're like, why is the body not doing its thing by converting the iron into ferritin to get it out of the blood? And so we started looking, and I started researching, I started looking at pathways, and it turned out that in order to convert the iron from the form it is in the blood to the form it is in the ferritin, we needed melatonin. And when I said that to her, I said, oh, you need melatonin to do that. How interesting. That's not in any textbooks anywhere. Like, it's not like taught as a way to read a blood chemistry. And she said, oh my gosh, I just got my, you know, adrenal test done, my hormone test, and I'm low in melatonin. And so she started supplementing herself with melatonin. And sure enough, the iron went down and the ferritin came up. Is that cool? Right? That's the stuff you're going to learn to do when we're on the calls. And when somebody else brings their labs in, you learn all these little tricks and go, oh my God, I never knew that. Oh my God, I never knew that. So it's really helpful. And the thing that drives me nuts is that most labs or doctors will order either just iron or just ferritin. They don't order both. And if you want to know the functional status of this person, you need both. You need both. So anyway, that's just an example of what some of the stuff you're going to learn to do in the program and be really proficient at, right? And the next step would be, why is she low in melatonin? Like, what's going on there? Does she have enough B vitamins to convert the serotonin to melatonin? Does she have enough serotonin? Is there an absorption issue in her stomach where she's not digesting protein well enough and her amino acids are low, so she doesn't have the amino acids to make those things? And those are all the things that we're going to work through and teach you how to think through. So I think it's late enough. We can stop thinking for now and we can take a break. Those of you on the East Coast, it's already 10 o'clock. Those of you who are on the West Coast, it's still early. But Barbara, are you in East Coast or Central Time in where you are in Tennessee?
We are in central here in Tennessee, but the eastern line is really close to me.
It's like really 30 close. Miles away. So it gets, dark similarly to how it does in the eastern time zone.
Yeah.
That's later or earlier at this point. It's time to go, and I appreciate you guys taking time out to be here. I know we had a big drop off, so a lot of people didn't stay for the whole thing, but I hope this was helpful. Was it helpful?
Yes. Very.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being here, and we'll see you on the next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.